item 9, consider and take possible action. I'm sorry, I heard someone. No, okay. Consider and take possible action to authorize the CEO to execute an agreement with Contra Costa County for contributions and reporting deadlines. And is this Christina's item?
It is. Hi.
Okay.
This item is really to memorialize a historical practice that we've allowed with the county. But just as a way of background, the Retirement Board regulations provides the due dates for our contribution payments, as well as our demographic and contribution reporting. And the memo that is in the packet provides the exact language, but one section that this item is really speaking to is the section, the second bullet point there, that says, unless otherwise specified, reports shall be due no later than the 10th of each month for the previous month's payroll. So for instance, if we have an employer that is running their payroll in January, we expect to receive the contribution payments and all of the reports on February 10th. But historically, with the county, due to their size, there has been an agreement to allow them to have an extra month to do all of the reconciliation and get us the reports. It should be noted that the contribution payments are received on the due dates that are in the regulations. So for instance, the January example that we had, where we received their contribution payments on February 10th, and then on March 10th, we received the reports that accompany those payments so that we can apply the contributions to the correct member and employer accounts. What we're looking to do today is to come to an agreement, which we have been working with the county for a while, so we have a written agreement now that really memorializes this past practice that we've had. It also includes a slight deviation for the end of the year reporting due dates that we have. The county has a lot of processing with W-2 and taxes and end of the year stuff, so we usually give them, it's about another 2 weeks, so their December payroll month, those reports are due to us February 25th instead of February 10th. So we just wanted to provide a written agreement of this longstanding practice that set clear expectations of the due dates that the county has with the payments and with those reports. Today, we're asking the board to consider and take possible action to authorize this variance in the deadlines from the board regulations for Contra Costa County, and then authorize the CEO to execute the agreement that we have worked with the county on putting together. We also have present on this call is Lisa Driscoll, the finance director for Contra Costa County, and Bob Campbell, the auditor controller for Contra Costa County, and they're available if you have particular questions regarding the adjustment that we've been doing on those contribution and demographic reporting deadlines. And at that, I'll see if anybody has any questions.
Any questions for Christina or Bob and Lisa?
I'm prepared to move the staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Moved by Jerry, seconded by Scott. And Any further discussion? Okay. With that, I'll call for a roll call vote. And I'll ask that anyone,
unless you're speaking, mute.
Okay. Thank you. Item nine. Motion to execute the agreement.
We have that echo from you again, Todd.
Yeah, I'm hearing it too. So again, if I could just ask that you mute unless you're actually speaking. So roll call vote on item nine. Anderson.
I'm sorry. It must have been right in between the mute and unmute, but I'll say it again. Yes.
You got a trigger finger there. Donnie. Finley.
Yes.
Excuse me. Scott.
Yes.
Holcomb.
Yes.
Kroll.
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Smithy? Yes. And Watts?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you.